Good morning, truth. Somebody told me to deliver this message. The somebody I am talking about is the great I am. G-O-D. God told me to tell you to stop doubting yourself. God told me to tell you to shut down those feelings of depression. God told me to remind you that you were created in His image for His glory, and that He has all intentions of keeping His promise to never leave you. He told me to make sure that you understand that with Him by your side strengthening you, there is nothing that you could set your heart and mind and energy on that is beyond your reach. Any fear that you have allowed to disable your moves, your actions, and your reactions, God told me to tell you to set aside some time to have an honest talk with Him. In Psalms 32 and 8, He has made it clear He will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. And He will counsel you and keep His eye on you. God told me to make sure you understand that fear is not from Him. It's from that other dude that wants your attention, that wants to see your dreams abandoned, your purpose crushed. The only way to shake fear is to get in the presence of God. So set aside some time for just you and Him. Those of you struggling financially, God told me to deliver this message. Dismiss the perspective the world has on money, how to obtain it and how to maintain it. You don't belong to the world. You belong to Him. God told me to tell you money is not evil. It is the love of money that ignites and sustains evil. And love is made evident in one's willingness to sacrifice. So be careful what you're willing to sacrifice for money. In Mark 8:36, there is a crucial question that is asked. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Doing what is ungodly, unfavorable in the sight of God, is the act of selling one's soul. God is so awesome and so divine that He is able to show Himself to be God by turning man's perspective upside down and inside out. In Luke 6:38, the scriptures tell us to give, and it will be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Because a giving heart is contrary to a heart that has a love for money. Find someone to bless from the little that you have and watch God show out. And last but not least, God told me to tell you that that love relationship, that friendship, that family member or colleague that has been tapping on your nerve, He wants me to remind you of Luke 6:35, which tells us to love your enemies, do good to them, and to lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great. The very nerve that someone has been tapping on is the door to your reward. God is waiting to see how you walk out His word. God told me to remind each and every one of you that you were created to bear fruit. And the fruit that you were created to bear is the fruit of His Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Remember, when you start your day with truth, blessings throughout the remainder of the day is inevitable. In your time of meditation, allow this song to continue to minister to your heart and soul. Be blessed.
Somebody told me to deliver this message. I'm talking about, you see the world is full of confusion, people not knowing who to trust, no, and he's wondering why we still can't deal with this world he gave to us. Dying of hunger, and another man that's eating good. Well, he's wondering why that man hasn't even thought about helping that baby if he could.
Soul of his
blessings. Get on up, get on up.